Dear Ollie, last year I was a Christmas puppy wearing a bright red bow and bought from a pet store by a single dad as a Christmas gift for his teenage daughter. Christmas Day was wonderful at that house, and I was the center of attention. But as the weeks went on, no one walked me, and I had accidents on the floor, and I got in trouble for it. One day, I was forgotten for an entire day in my crate because human friends and family were running all over the place. Some days weren't so bad because I was cuddled and fussed over. Eventually, I was enrolled and graduated from a summer puppy training class. I was so proud. Then it was fall, and the teenage girl left for college, and I was quite alone. The next thing I knew, it was November, and I was taken to a local shelter. Everyone was sorry. The dad was sorry that his Christmas gift was not appreciated. The teenage daughter was sorry that she hadn't spent enough time with me. And the local shelter was sorry because it was full and couldn't take me that day. I finally ended up in a very nice shelter in Miller. This year, I'm a former Christmas puppy without a red bow that needs to be adopted, and I am very sorry to be in this situation. Signed, Red Bow, waiting for a home. Right now, I'm at the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana, 6100 Melton Road in Miller, 938-3339. Give me a home.
Dear Redbow, well, Redbow, your letter reminds me of the consequences of the Black Friday gift hysteria. Black Friday is the infamous shopping day after Thanksgiving, and shoppers are on overload with caffeine and adrenaline. Area retail stores issue coupons, serve refreshments, offer limited supplies of merchandise as doorbusters, and open for sale at crazy hours of both the day and night. And this Christmas frenzy, thoughts turn to giving friends and family the perfect gift. The perfect gift is one that brings a smile to the lips of an adult or screams of delight from a child. To accomplish that goal, many people begin to consider buying or adopting a new pet, slapping a red bow on it, and placing it underneath the Christmas tree. As you have experienced in your life, getting a puppy or kitten or even a grown dog or cat for someone else is not a good idea. Porter County veterinarian Jeffrey A. Weitzel agrees. As a general rule, use extreme caution when getting a pet over the holiday season and never buy an animal for someone else without their input. Acquiring a young animal requires sharing a life of 15 to 20 years and a substantial commitment of finances and time. There have been cases of someone in a romantic relationship buying a pet for the object of their affection, and the pet actually outlasts the relationship. Shelters are filled with former pet gifts, says Frieda White, executive of the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana, located in the Miller section of Gary. She says, "We are in the business of finding homes for pets, but we are very cautious about December adoptions because, with the holiday confusion, the animals might not get the attention they need to integrate successfully into their new home environment. Thank you, Redbow, for sharing your story with my readers. I know that the Christmas holidays will bring back to you some very sad memories. So my 2018 Christmas wish for you is finding a new home filled with love in 2019. Signed, your friend in fur, Ollie. And remember, love is a four-legged word.